You're listening to SBS News.
Expats stuck abroad have united in their shared opposition to travel rules preventing them from going home, forming the group Reconnect Australia. The Australians in London held a silent vigil demanding the government allow home quarantine so more passengers can return safely. Australian expat Jane Oswald says she feels abandoned overseas.
I'm desperate to get home to see my family, to see my mum and dad, to see my niece who was born in April, and to spend time with my extended family following my grandmother's death last year.
It's a different story in Spain, where religious processions have resumed in Seville after coronavirus restrictions were eased.
Long live the 19th of September. Long live the Divine Shepherdess of Santa Marina. Long live the 19th of September. Long live the Divine Shepherdess of Santa Marina.
And in nearby Italy, one encouraging number that is on the up is a 40% increase in people receiving their first vaccine dose. From next month, a green pass will be needed to demonstrate proof of vaccination, recovery from COVID-19 or a negative test. Legal worker Chanel Shelley says the health pass is useful for public and private offices.
As I work in a private firm, it will be mandatory for me too, but above all, it's for my health, to return to life, to work. This is why.
But not everyone is supporting the compulsory measures applying to some Europeans. A few Italians, including a mechanic and a truck driver, say they feel forced into having the jab and would rather not have a vaccine. And hospital worker Terry Paissant, who is based in Nice, has launched a hunger strike with another man in protest. In France, healthcare workers will be suspended if they are not vaccinated against COVID-19.
It's a hunger strike because we think that this vaccination order should not be happening and that it was imposed with sheer violence against the health personnel.
In the United States, the White House chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is reiterating the importance of vaccines. The Food and Drug Administration advisory panel has recommended a third Pfizer vaccine shot for people aged over 65 or those at risk of severe COVID-19.
Our highest priority still is getting the unvaccinated vaccinated, and there should be no confusion about that. The highest priority is not getting boosters. We think it's important to get boosters to people, but the overwhelming highest priority is to vaccinate the unvaccinated.
And a virtual COVID-19 summit is being held on Wednesday, with US President Joe Biden hosting the event. He is expected to develop a plan to transfer 100 million vaccines to poorer countries before they expire. It's hoped global vaccinations can finally end the coronavirus pandemic by next year. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.